And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not accept his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. God's cross for you is whatever his will is for you. Jesus' cross took him to a literal cross. That was his cross that he bore. And he bore it a long way before Calvary. He was bearing it the whole time he was on earth, the cross God had for him. You have your own cross. Jesus said, take up your cross, whatever God's will is for you, and follow me. That's not follow him to Calvary's. Follow him toward God. Follow him by doing the will of God instead of the will of a man, instead of his own will. Whatever makes God happy, do it. And you have taken up your cross and you're following Jesus. But don't expect the world to pat you on the back and congratulate you for it. Don't expect to be understood. Don't expect to become popular. Just expect to be happy. Because that's where happiness is. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Then he finally tells his disciples, whoever receives you, now you're getting ready to go out and help me finish up my work here in Israel. Whoever receives you, receives me. And he who receives me, receives the one who sent me. He who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives just a cup of cold water to drink to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, I tell you truly, he will by no means lose his reward. I think that would give us enough to think about, won't it? We need God's help to face the facts that in this world we're not going to win. Slander wins.